The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media. Hello and welcome back to Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Lovey. You guys, today I'm going to hit you with a quick hitter as it just kind of struck me that I wanted to have a chat with you guys about ripping off the Band-Aid and taking risks. So I am going to challenge you guys in this episode, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a push. And I think we talk a lot about building momentum and taking risks, but I really want to hear directly back from you guys on exactly how you're taking risks. And so today I want to talk to you about not overthinking things and just getting into the full-blown execution mode. So let's dive in. Okay, so I think that there's something to be said about kind of planning your steps out and kind of having an internal game, but I also strongly believe that in life, the big separator between those that are doing and those that aren't is that those that are doing are executing. And I want to get you guys into a habit of not just passively listening to podcasts and to other people outside of yourself, but I want to get you really unstuck into the point where you are really transforming your life. And so I am here to push you out of your comfort zone, and I want you to get into the practice of getting really uncomfortable and taking some massive scary action in your life to the point that you can't look back. So I'm going to share with you that one of the best secrets and one of the best tips that I've received about really executing on what it is I seek to do or I've sought out to do is by sharing it with others. And you have to get so big with your dreams and so serious about what it is that you want to start doing differently that you start announcing it to everyone around you. So that can be something that seems big that in reality probably isn't that big of a deal. And it can be something that is a complete shift and a huge identity shift for you. It can really happen on a micro level and on a macro level. And I always say that it's great to start building courage and risk-taking and momentum around these concepts by just starting small. So even if you're starting small, whether it's, I don't know, just starting your workout routine in the morning, getting up earlier, whatever your new version is of who you want to be, what I want you to do is tonight, I want you to go home or I want you to pause this right now and I want you to send a text to at least two people you know. And I want you to declare and claim what you're going to start doing. Now, many of you know we typically do this in the form of New Year's resolutions, don't we? Well, here we are. It's March. It's almost April. And I think a lot of people at this point, probably 90%+ have fallen off the wagon from whatever their New Year's resolutions were. So if you're looking for some inspiration, why don't you dust off your New Year's resolutions and go back to what it is you said you were going to be doing through this year and remind yourself that we're almost done with quarter one, Q1. Right? January, February, March, that's the end of quarter one. And it's time to make sure you're leveling up and hold yourself accountable. So I'll give you an example. This week, I started to get uncomfortable with the journey that I'm on even, right? So I started to get uncomfortable and I was like, maybe I should just go back to my corporate job. But then I remembered, wait a minute, I've already gone way too far. I've already declared this to my family, to my friends. I have built out a brand. I have people on my network. There's no chance. And I know that that was my mind playing tricks on me, that it was me trying to go back to what's comfortable. So you have to understand when you're trying to make changes, your brain is going to tell you to go back. Go back, it's too scary. Turn around. Don't do this. Go back to your normal, comfortable place. Well, the other thing that happened over the weekend was we experienced the death of a family member. And again, this is a sobering, tragic experience that really shook me. And it's a tremendous loss for our family. And it just really brought back into focus that this is not we really are going to go at some point. And I don't mean to say that in a negative way. We've got to make it count, you guys. We really do. We have to really put our best foot forward. And I know it's so tough, especially as you get older. It's like, how do you find the resources and the tools to pivot and move differently? And you just are trying to survive some of the times. If you have young kids, especially, if you're working, you have your house, there's just a lot we're all juggling, but you're here for a reason. The reason is you know that you're meant for something amazing and you're trying to figure out what that looks like and you're trying to get inspired to start doing it. So what I want you to do is start doing it. Less talking, more doing. Same thing I tell my son in the morning. I want him to get ready and he's talking my ear off and I love him to death. And I just say to him, son, less talking, more doing. People have a lot to say. People always have a lot to tell you in terms of what they're going to do. But are you one of those people? And this is a moment of self-reflection. If you are a friend, pretend that you are your own friend, okay? So you're looking at yourself as an outsider. Based on your words and your actions, are you someone that truly executes on what you say you're going to do, or do you just talk about it? Are you someone that talks about your dreams and then 6 months later you talk about how you're going to do this and you're going to do that? We all have a friend like that, don't we? Or a family member. Everybody has at least one. And a lot of times we have many. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to tell you is less talking, more doing. So what I want from you is to start proclaiming to your friends and family what your new it thing is going to be. And then I want you to ruthlessly execute. Something that is helpful is if you actually ask those people to check in on you, even if you say, hey, do you mind checking in on me like in a week and make sure I'm still on track? Or, hey, do you mind if I send you a text when I'm done with my morning workout? I just need some form of accountability. And you know what happens? Not only do people say, sure, but they actually start joining you. And I have so many examples of how this is so true. During COVID, I had a workout accountability partner. I now have Abby. I have, you know, after Abby and I started our working out together and I started sharing it with the world, then several of my other friends and audience members started flooding me with direct messages about their progress. And so you really start to build momentum around what you're doing. And it takes about 30 to 60 days to form new habits. So whatever your it thing is, maybe it's going to sleep earlier. Maybe it is, I don't know, shaking up your morning or your evening routine with your spouse or carving out time for more date nights, right? Then what I need you to do is get really specific with what you want to do. So the reason for this is that you can't just broadly say, oh, I want to improve my time with my spouse. Like, what does that mean? What is the action? You have to think, you have to really take what it is that your goal is and break it down into multiple steps that your brain can take action on and execute easily. So if you're saying, okay, I want to be my best shape by July when I'm 40. Okay, this was one of mine. Okay, so what does that mean? What do you do? What does that even look like? So then it's, okay, well, I need to get up earlier. Okay, what time? 5:30. Okay, then what? You're up early. Now what? Well, now I want to have 20 minutes for coffee. Then I want to change. Then I want to go for a run. Okay, so now we're getting up at 5:30. We're having our coffee. We're getting dressed and we're going for a run every single morning. Well, how many mornings? Is it 4 days a week? Is it five? Is it six? Is it seven? Is it three? What is it? You know, and so what I'm saying is when you come up with what your goals are, I want you to rip off the Band-Aid and really start executing on them. Don't just be that person that talks. We all have that person in our lives and that's not who we want to be. What happens is once you break down your goal into little bite-sized pieces and you start really taking action on them, a lot of things happen. One, you start building confidence, which is something we talk about often around here. And that is one of the single most important things. You really need to learn how to be able to account and depend on yourself so that you are unbreakable, you are unshakable, and you do that by keeping the promises you make to yourself, as Ed Milet says. And so by taking your goal, breaking it into bite-sized pieces, and then starting to do it, and then reporting on what you're doing to other people, not only are you making good and building your own confidence, you're also slowly and inching your way to transforming who you are. Because what happens is you start with your mornings and that changes, and all of a sudden your energy changes throughout the whole day, physically, mentally, emotionally. You're just, it's a whole different energetic field that you've put yourself on. And this is assuming your goal is a workout, right? And it's just such a great, easy example of doing this. It can be your diet. It can be your skincare routine. It can be your relationship with your parents. It can be your relationship with your spouse. It can be relationships with your kids. It can be deciding you want to write a book, right? It could be anything. It could be deciding you want to turn off your phone and the television at night so that you can read. It can be, I mean, there's truly an endless amount of opportunity for you to pick whatever it is that you want to improve on and really just start doing it. And within 30 to 60 days, you will start to transform your whole life. And the side benefit of it is that people around you start to get inspired, and you're not doing it for anyone else. You're doing it for yourself because it feels good, because the hard work means something to you. It really makes you feel solid. It makes you remember that you're alive. It changes just who the fabric of who you are every single day by moving towards your goals and not being afraid to take risk. So we really have to get used to being unafraid of taking risk and moving differently. And as much as I am a habit of creature, I have to say it's hard. It's interesting. And I was thinking about this the other day too. Like, I'm such a habit of creature and I love to have everything scheduled and buttoned up and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, between the hours of, you know, 8 to 5 when I'm working, I'm now really bravely and boldly taking more and more risks in every single thing I'm doing. And it is scary and it is fabulous. You feel alive when you start really taking action on things that you've been dreaming about for years. You know, again, I started tennis. You might want to start a new sport. You might want to start dressing a certain way, you know, I don't know, whatever the thing is. It's valid. And I mean, look, just coming up with things in your mind is one thing, but you really do need to hold yourself accountable to execute on them. And I'm going to be having somebody on that's going to talk to us about why it's so hard to change the way that we move as adults. And it has to do with, it's an actual physical reason, and it has to do with the way our neuroplasticity kind of hardens, which is essentially, I think up until the time you're about 20, 21 years old, your brain synapses are not firing as frequently, and you are not forming as many new connections in your brain as easily, which is why when you're a child, you're able to, you know, try a sport, try acting, try this, try that. And you're not really inhibited. You're not fearful. You're just kind of living in the moment and just experimenting. And as adults, we start to become fearful of experimentation. And I think part of that is we don't want to look stupid. We don't want to look silly. We have our egos. We have our pride. We feel like we're supposed to know. We feel like we should have started earlier. We have all these negative thoughts. But the problem is you remain stuck. You're not being a student. You're not growing. You're not learning. And, you know, it kind of gets to the point where it's almost a little depressing because you feel like you're doing Groundhog's Day, right? So if any of you guys out there feel like you're in Groundhog's Day, this is a great exercise for you. So write down one simple goal. And again, some of your goals might be bigger than others, but think of something that you know is super achievable that you can do and just start planning around it. And you know what? Your brain follows your thoughts. Your thoughts become your actions, and your actions become habits. And so the way you think is so powerful. And that's why I am so passionate about having these conversations, is because I really believe, as my dad always has said to me growing up, he said, the game of life is played between the ears. And so one of my tools in my toolkit that I'm now giving to you, hopefully, is I think one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself, especially if you're in a depressed state, you're stuck, or you're just kind of hanging out, instead of watching what I call the bad news and just consuming, you know, endless content, what I do is I carve out time. For me, it's during my workouts and my runs. And what I do is I flood my brain with positivity. And I do that by listening to some of the most inspirational podcasts I can find, because it's a passive time for me that I have free time where my body is in motion. And as my body is moving, it makes me even more susceptible to be able to digest and absorb all this wonderful information, and I try and flood my brain with positivity. So if you're somebody saying, you know, look, I don't have a spouse that's inspiring, I don't have a parent that can guide me, I don't really have friends that can give me this kind of courage or wisdom or whatever, I really, really recommend that you get your mind right by exercising and listening to my podcast and other inspirational podcasts, because I'm telling you, flooding your brain with positivity and motivation and inspiration is transformative. So that's another tip I can give you guys, is as much as you can, find any of those messages. I mean, you can put on music too, and I think that's also lovely. And if you're kind of doing something like that or don't have anything on as you're, say, exercising or driving or have some kind of downtime, then that's a good time to just be quiet and listen to yourself. And you can kind of read where you are and gauge, you know, just check in with yourself and see how you're feeling. So sometimes you might just want the quiet time and you might just need to have some solace or solstice. And if you're in that state, what I would say is, and this is so powerful too, you can ask either whether you believe in God or not, or energy or spirits or whatever, or the universe. You can say, you know, universe, if I'm on the right path, please, you know, give me signs and open doors and push them open. And if I'm not on the right path, slam them shut. And the reason for that is because you want to fail fast and pivot, or you want to know that, and there, that there's good indication that you should continue on what you're working on and, you know, the path that you're on. And I think it's great to, you know, leave it up. Just taking time to check in, getting clear about where you are, how you're feeling. And it really does go back to, how are you feeling today? What are your goals? And are you setting yourself up for success and for being the person that you want your kids to see and being that legacy of a person that you want? I know for me, and I'll just put it out there in the universe, I have a lot more I want to accomplish. And one of my goals, and it's probably, I don't think it's this year, it might be this year, I'd love to put out a short book, like less than 100 pages of inspiration, motivation, and just have that sitting there for all of you guys to both listen to and to consume, and almost like a quick guide, right, on confidence, being motivated, and giving life your best. And part of that is a legacy to my children, but it's also my legacy to each of you that are listening. So we all have these hopes and dreams, and I'm starting to kind of one by one take down mine. And I want to make sure that you are taking the time out of your busy day to remember who you are. Who are you today? Who do you want to be next week, next year, in 3 years, in 5 years? And check in and just say, hey, am I on track? Am I on pace? Am I accountable? Am I doing anything to move the needle forward? And I will also say this, when you start kind of moving differently and taking risks and being courageous and really being focused and determined on what it is that you want, you have good days and bad days, right? So you'll have some days where you're crushing it and other days where you feel like, oh my God, I didn't get to that. Or, you know, I didn't do as good of a workout, or I didn't do a great job, and or I just was tired, or I was sick, or I was in a fight with my spouse, or whatever the case is, we all have good days and bad days. And the key is as my dad always told me, he says, the key is that you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you keep on going. And that is really the key at the end of the day, is are you trending directionally correct? So it doesn't mean that it's perfection. It's progress, not perfection. And I just wanted to hit you with a quick little episode to remind you to get out there and go do life. Don't be afraid. Go be courageous. Take your risks. And also, if you guys are enjoying these little bonus episodes, let me know. We are going to start our interviews coming up in the next couple weeks. And we just have so many great episodes coming out for you guys. And I really love your comments. I love your DMs, your text messages, all your input and your feedback. I love hearing what you guys have to say about all these different episodes, and I hope you're enjoying Level Up. I also am excited to share that I'm going to start to read excerpts from books and kind of summarize what I took from it, or I'll summarize maybe a great podcast episode that I've heard in in long form, and I'll summarize that and maybe give you some quick hitters of what I took from it in case you don't have the time to really dive into a detailed podcast. So I'm going to continue to just be hopefully a great resource for all of you to get your mind right, get your body right, and hopefully feel connection with others. You know, life is really hard. I don't want to sugarcoat it. It can be very, very joyful, and it can be very, very devastating. And I just think it's important to have one place that you can go and always count on, you know, something positive, uplifting, inspirational, motivational, and all those great things. And I hope that I'm providing that to you. So if you feel that this is helpful, please leave a comment and give me a rating and leave it on, that would mean that, and leave it on Apple Podcast. It would mean a lot to me. And it's a thank you. It's your way of thanking me for putting in the time and the effort to create this podcast for you. And I wish nothing but all of the best for you, your health, your wealth, your love, your success, your happiness. There's enough for everybody around. And with that, have a wonderful day and make sure you level up.